This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, how to be patient with an infant child of ours. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear friends, it is such an honor to be here at your service. In today's episode, we are talking about how to be patient with a child of ours who is an infant. And well, if we think about it, for that matter, how to be patient with a child who's an infant overall, it could be somebody else's child. Now, one of the blessings of the Almighty Allah is to have children. It is truly one of the greatest gifts that the Almighty Allah can give to an individual. So first and foremost, we have to kind of correct our perspective and really make our perspective an Islamic perspective and make it a perspective which revolves around an Islamic lifestyle. So again, first and foremost, we have to realize that children are a blessing from the Almighty Allah. And why do I emphasize on this idea of our perspective? Well, if our perspective and our thought process is according to an Islamic lifestyle, then of course the next steps, which are some practical actions, they will become easier to do, right? They will be easier to conduct and implement. But if our perspective is not correct, then we're going to have a lot of problem in the implementation and the action phase. So, of course, first and foremost, we have to realize that these children that the Almighty Allah has blessed us with, they are a blessing, they are a gift, right? So this kind of automatically takes off a lot of this negative pressure that, you know, occurs. Many a times we find that in the modern day ideologies or the modern, you know, perspectives, they consider children to be a burden, or they consider children to be something that is, you know, an undue responsibility that has naturally come about due to, you know, and of course, when you start to think like that, then instead of admiring, honoring, loving, respecting, and cherishing your children, you will have a very negative view about your children. And so this will totally, you know, destroy all of the other steps, and of course it will make it incredibly, incredibly much more difficult to be able to be patient when it comes to children, especially children that are infants. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about being patient with a child who is an infant. Now, in the last segment, we said it's incredibly important for us to have the correct Islamic perspective into an Islamic lifestyle. And here we realize that children are a blessing. And so when we realize that they're a blessing from the Almighty Allah, they're a gift from the Almighty Allah, and they are a amana, a trust from the Almighty Allah, then of course we will cherish them and in turn be patient with them when compared to other kind of, you know, Western, modern, fraudulent and flawed ideologies. Now, of course, there are many sources out there which, you know, tell us and help us when it comes to being patient with infant children. But again, one of the things that you probably won't be told is this very idea of having a perspective that revolves around an Islamic lifestyle. That will most definitely help us to be patient. And the second thing is we have to realize, and this is kind of a practical thing, and that is that, well, it's an infant child, right? If you look at it in this manner, that this infant, they haven't seen life, they haven't seen the world, right? This is a brand new creation that has come into the world. Everything, and I mean literally everything, is brand new and strange for this child and for this infant, and the child does not know how to speak in our language. So perhaps it is necessary for us to be able to listen to their language. Now, an infant can only cry, right? And for some parts of the time, they sleep. And for some parts of the time, they kind of play as they learn. But a lot of the time, well, small infants, they cry. And up to a certain age until, you know, they kind of get out of that whole crying phase and they become toddlers and things like that. But we have to realize this is a natural part of an infant. An infant will cry. So when you kind of realize that an infant will cry, then that brings about patience because you are prepared now that the child is going to cry. And kind of a, you know, piece of encouragement for all you parents out there and soon to be parents, inshallah. This phase will end. The child will come out of the infant phase and they will grow up. So try your best to enjoy that time that you have with your children.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.